First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Let's talk about women's only travel or women's solo travel, however way you want to describe it. It's a growing trend, and I think it's a good idea.
It's huge. It's absolutely huge. And people, ladies, do it for different reasons. Like I looked at different surveys, and 90% do it for freedom and flexibility. 86% do it to get away from routine and responsibilities. 84% challenge themselves, and 83% is for self-care and for me time. And I think it's a fantastic idea. I don't think individuals, male or female, should limit themselves because maybe they don't have a partner. Mm-hmm. Maybe their partner doesn't want to travel anymore, have no interest. So why stay home?
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. Like, for whatever reason, they don't have a partner, or they have a stick in the mud partner that doesn't want to go anywhere. And as a male, I'm saying that. And I think it's more prevalent for women to travel on their own and do that sort of thing than guys would. Guys are just going to, you know, stay home.
Right. And, you know, in another survey, they say that usually women are the majority decision makers, even when you're doing it as a couple. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of lends itself that if you are going to go, you're going to go. You're going to make the finances happen. You're going to explore through social media, which is huge as far as where you get ideas or research. I was just looking last Sunday on, they have Sunday morning news on CBS, and there's this lady who has these major bucket list experiences that she wants to do. Mm-hmm. One's a 90-year-old and she wants to drive a race car, and she was so excited.
Good for her.
Yeah. You know, like, why not? Like, it doesn't just have to be NASCAR men drivers, but yeah, it's a good trend. It's a growing trend, and it's something that I think people should consider. And there's lots of, credible tour companies, whether they're land only or they're cruise, that offer these. And you're going to see more adventures to different destinations throughout the world. So, mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, people are, the most popular destinations for solo female travelers include Iceland, New Zealand, here at home in Canada, Japan, and several countries in Europe like Portugal, Spain, and Germany. And they choose these destinations for their safety, friendly locals, diverse landscapes and activities. And of course, in a lot of places, you have to look at how our dollar does too, right? Because mm-hmm. that always has a factor, because we all have a budget.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think too, you were talking about tour providers offering women-only travel adventures, and they're often created by women. Like, they're the ones that that design and create the places to go and things to do, which is
right.
Cool.
Yeah. So one of those companies is Insight Vacations, and they just recently launched a women-only tour segment. It offers premium accommodations, all female travel directors, and curated experiences. And solo women comprise 45% of these tours. And so it's nice to have a tour that's led by a female director so that they can foster like a supportive and empowering environment, and they can help travelers step out of their comfort zones with confidence, because it's not always easy mm-hmm. going to new destinations by yourself. And it also has really neat experiences. So like, you can go to the Sacred Valley in Peru, and you could learn and about ancient weaving traditions with the women that are there. Or you could, in Burano, Italy, you can be with a local artist or environmentalist and indulge in like a paint and prosecco session. So you're learning as well as entertaining yourself and exploring. So I think that's really neat. And then as far as cruises, Sometimes cruising can be troublesome for solos, male or female, because sometimes cruises require them to pay a single supplement fee, which is can be full double occupancy rate. So you're almost like you're being charged for two people. But, working with your travel advisor, you can see which companies waive that single supplement fee occasionally. And then, there's a company called Uniworld Boutique Luxury Cruises, and it's offering its first ever women's only cruise this year. It's in August and will set sail through southern France with a comedian on board, Rachel Dratch. I'm not familiar with her, but hopefully she's amazing. And there's different special guests too that will be on board, and that will be part of the adventure as well.
Well, you make a good point about anyone who is single and is kind of, pausing on travel or leery about traveling by themselves, because it is a strength in numbers. So you're not really by yourself. You're by yourself, but not by yourself. You're with a group of like-minded people with often, like you talked about, with different themes. And if it is someplace that involves physical activity, well, you're with the same kind of people. So with the same kind of physical capabilities as well, so you're not really left alone or feeling like an outsider or anything like that. They're very welcoming, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, absolutely. And I could give a personal example, because years ago, for one of my milestone birthdays, I wanted to go to India, and India is not a place that everybody wants to go to. So I decided that I was going to go. I was with a group, and there was other single ladies, but there was also couples and so on. So I never ever felt like it like you can go on more than just a solo person trip, because there's other trips available. And you know what? I think I enjoyed that trip most, because India, as we all know, it you either like it or you don't like it. But I felt like I didn't have to worry about the other person not liking it or not experiencing what I was experiencing in the same manner. So I could truly enjoy it for what it was.
Exactly. And yeah, we have to, obviously, if you're traveling by yourself as a woman, and if you're not in a group, there are some safety considerations that you have to consider. But again, if you get someone who's a knowledgeable travel person, they can help you guide the way and make sure that you have all those things looked after, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a fun experience, and I think people, I think especially after the pandemic and COVID, people just want to get out there. They know how it feels not to have that choice. So I think choice is really huge today, with regards to just trying things.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, some of the destinations, if you don't want to travel too far, you want to test the waters kind of thing, you can, go sort of local within your own country, within Canada, or someplace that's not too far away, and then branch out after you get more comfortable with doing those types of tours too, right?
Right. And also the opportunities, you get to meet other people that maybe you'll travel with in the future. As so I think it's also very social, making connections with local and fellow travelers. And it's easy, for some women, it's easy to build rapport. So you might find a future traveler to experience other things with.
Exactly. So no excuses now, right? Just because you got no one to travel with, get out there.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
Always good tips, always good advice. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. And her website is onantaforbes.com. Good chatting, Onanta. Thank you.
Always take care.